Watch live, House GOP grilled DHS Mayorkas for impeachment push. By Neil Monroe on April 19, 2023. Representative Mark Green, RTN, is grilling President Joe Biden's border chief on Wednesday about his refusal to enforce the laws that protect Americans from the invited flood of wage-cutting, rent-spiking economic migrants. Green chairs the House's Homeland Security Committee and is playing a central role in the GOP effort to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's pro-migration, Cuban-born border chief. Green's effort to build a case for impeachment of Mayorkas is being backed up by other GOP members, including Representative Clay Higgins, RLA. "We're done, done, done with your lies," Higgins said. "Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. Amid the massive inflow of some 2 million global economic migrants in 2022, Mayorkas insists the border is secure and rejects criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes," he told ABC News on January 1. Watch, Texas rancher's drone spots large multinational migrant group trapped on island in Border River. In recent months, Mayorkas has sketched out his plan to convert the U.S. government's complex, chaotic, and obscure migration system into an explicit labor delivery system for employers and investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years." Democrats are defending Mayorkas policies, which have admitted more than 4 million illegal migrants through the southern border.